Mate, the Webb Ellis Cup is rugby's most sought-after trophy. I mean, you know, growing up, all you heard is Webb Ellis, Webb Ellis, Webb Ellis. Well, as part of the build-up to the 18-nation 2019 Rugby World Cup, which will be taking place in Japan, the cup is here in South Africa, and you'll certainly be able to get a look at it today in Cape Town. And joining us now to tell you more about this and about the journey this cup has taken in South Africa, John Smit. Now, John Smit is the former Springbok captain, and he's also a Heineken Global Ambassador for Rugby World Cup 2019. John, great having you on, man.
Now, good to be here.
Lovely. Let's talk about the Webb Ellis Trophy and the journey that it's undertaken when in South Africa. How long has it been here?
It's been here probably for a good part of a week and a half. And it's, I guess, part of the sort of global trophy tour where the trophy actually, showcases the game and the World Cup that's coming in Japan in later in this year. So we're just fortunate enough that we've got Heineken that have made sure that it comes to South Africa, because obviously Heineken understands that this is where it belongs every 12 years. And we are due one. So they just thought, just to make sure that it still fits in the cabinet. So this afternoon it's actually going to be on display at a couple of pubs as well. So if you've had a long week and you want to have a pretty cool selfie, there's a couple of pubs in the Cape you can go and actually have the selfie with William himself afternoon.
You have to be very careful, though, because it's one of those hands-off trophies. It's not like you can, you know, pick it up and go, hey, look, I won the trophy, you know, while you've had a couple of somethings. They're pretty particular about it, aren't they?
Yeah, there's a couple of really, you know, big, scary-looking bodyguards on the trophy, because it's a pretty sought-after item. So they will wear gloves and treat it like gold, which it is. But yeah, if you've won it, you're allowed to touch it. The rest have to sort of just take a selfie without sort of getting too close. But the nice thing about this is that, you know, there's going to be an opportunity for whoever wants to get to, I guess, if I'm not mistaken, it's 3 to 4.30 at Foresters in Newlands, 5.30 to 7 at Rascals in Kenilworth, and then 8 to 9.30 at Premium Sports in Mitchell's Plain. So that's where the trophy is going to be. If you try and get too close and run away with it, there'll be a few guys on top of you.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a good opportunity to see what it looks like.
Well, I think the bottom line is, if you want to touch, you'll be touched. So rather just look, do the selfie, do that whole thing. I mean, what does this conjure up for you? I mean, one just goes back to 2007, beating England in that nail biter.
Yeah. It brings back a huge amount of memories. And, you know, people always think that you think about what the trophy is when you actually pick it up. But for us, it was a four-year journey. And so there was probably more lows than highs in that time, where you sort of had to bounce back. And so lifting it was almost a relief, you know, because if you know, it felt like if we didn't win it, it would have been a waste of 4 years of all that sacrifice. But,
you
know, in a million years, I wouldn't have dreamt of you know, lifting the trophy. I wanted to be a Springbok. And then when you become a Springbok, you think, shit, well, maybe we could become a World Cup winner. And then you never think that you'll have the opportunity 12 years after you've won it to have a picture with it on Table Mountain. and I guess we've got to be thankful. I mean, I'm a fan like everyone else out there now as well. So, you know, without companies like Heineken bringing these trophies, hosting World Cups, we don't get to have these exciting moments and get to watch them. So it's been pretty surreal the last couple of days with the trophy.
What are you doing these days? Because you were at the Sarks, as Ashwin would put it. You were at the Sarks for a while. What are you doing these days?
Yeah, I started, I think, my first 3 years after rugby was at the Sharks. And then 4 years ago, I can't believe it's been that long, but 4 years ago, I moved to a group called the Richmond Colleagues Group. And I've actually just joined one of our companies, SSG Holdings, in Johannesburg. So I'm a Gautenger at the moment.
Nothing wrong with that. We'll keep praying for you. John, great having you on the show. John Smit, what a legend. So make sure you get out there and check out the trophy. So it'll be in Mitchell's Plain a bit later as well.